The Class D Girls Regional Final set, it will be number one and number two. Number one, Southern Aroostook rolled to a win over Shedd, 68-39. And DRL Stonington rallied and won 48-34 over Katahdin in a game that was close late in the first half. DRL took over in the second half, and they will meet for the second straight year. They'll have a meeting with Southern Aroostook in the regional final for the second straight year. After these messages, you hear from DRL coach Randy Shepard, player Riley Eaton, Southern Aroostook coach Cliff Urquhart, and player Madison Russell.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
But Riley, you're with me after a semifinal win this afternoon for Mark Kelly, Eastern Maine Sports.
All right.
Yeah. First of all, have you ever got your glasses knocked off like that before?
The other day in practice, yeah.
Oh, really?
They broke right on the side, but today they split right down the middle.
Oh, geez, what, you get a new pair?
Well, these are my old ones from like 4 years ago that I just happened to keep in the bottom of my bag.
Oh, lucky there, huh?
Yeah.
Now, after that, you didn't have to score a lot today. You did everything else. You got a lot of rebounds, and you got so many people that can score on this team. That really helps you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It makes it hard for teams to, like, I know they tried boxing out Mo a little bit there, and then with our other scorers, we were able to pull them out of that so that she could become a scoring asset again.
And defensively, you guys really turned it on there. You guys, it was pretty even there the first half. You had 9 lead changes, but you guys kind of took over with a late run. Anything changed there for you guys?
I think we just kind of kicked into gear and realized if we wanted this, then we got to put the work in, and we got to put it in now. So.
Yeah, and then now obviously you get to the regional final. You're going to play one of these two teams. Looking forward to what's going to happen Saturday?
I'm very excited. I can't wait. It's a dream come true.
All right, good. After these messages, hear from DRL coach Randy Shepard.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site automatic state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
Coach Shepard here with me after a DRL win in this semifinal game today. 9 lead changes, and then you guys kind of took over there late in the second quarter. What changed?
Well, we started to take care of the ball a little better. Got a couple turnovers on them. Started to just overall just playing a little better. Yeah. Come out real flat.
Yeah.
Wasn't moving much on offense.
And one area you really had had you down for a big advantage for is rebounding. Was that kind of a focus coming in?
It was, but Katahdin did an excellent job rebounding. I mean, they crashed the boards pretty hard. So tomorrow we're going to work on some rebounding.
There you go. Riley, she didn't score much for you today, but she did everything else. Had it down for 12 rebounds, bunch of assists, bunch of steals. She really does it all out there for you.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah.
But a lot of other girls stepped up as well.
Certainly did. You had
one horse show.
No doubt about it. You had a balanced attack, Kaylee, and I think had the leading scorer, but you had a pretty balanced attack. That's what you usually get, isn't it?
Yeah. We're usually very balanced. We don't, there's always there's a bunch of them that'll have 8, 9 points, 7, 6.
Yeah.
Everybody does their job.
And defensively, what was the key today defensively? Riley, can I have you after?
Okay. Defensively, it was just guts. Okay, if you want it, you gotta go get it. And they had to D up, and they did. They did it when they counted.
Now you got a regional final set. It's obviously where you want to be at this point, but obviously it doesn't get any easier, right?
It does not get any easier.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right.
After these messages, you'll hear from Southern Rooster coach Cliff Urquhart.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same-day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
Cliff Urquhart here with me after a Southern Rooster win in the semifinal game this afternoon. Kind of, what was the kind of mindset coming in? What was the kind of the game plan against them?
Well, we wanted to erase anything that happened in the regular season. You know, just playing like they were a brand new team that we hadn't seen. We want to try to use our speed and our size a little bit to our advantage, get out the floor, transition, and maybe turn them over to the backcourt. And I think we executed really well.
Yeah. And, you know, Casey really did a good job on the boards for you today, didn't she?
Oh, Casey always does a good job on the boards. Yep. Both offensively and defensively, really, she controlled it. You know, one thing Casey does really well is when she does rebound, she gets the outlet extremely well. That's in that able. That's allows us to get out on our break and then transition.
So. You were talking about the race in the regular season. You talking about them giving you one of your most competitive games during the season? And because they did give you one of those.
Not only that, but when we beat them by 37 at home too, that wasn't indicative of how the game was going to go today. We didn't think, you know, and even if it was, we just wanted to race and just play and like it was 0-0. You know, you can't carry the 37-point win over into the next game.
Right. Now it's number one against number two, the way it should be. What do you think about that matchup?
Well, Deer Isle's a great team. I mean, they've been undefeated the last 2 years. They did lose two games this year. You know, we faced them in the championship last year, but tremendous team. Two really good guards. They've got kids underneath that can rebound. It'll be a battle Saturday.
Excellent. Good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it.
As these messages, you'll hear from Southern Rooster God, Madison Russell.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high-interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit.
Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
Got Madison Russell with me after a Southern Rooster win in the semifinal round. What was the game plan coming in today?
We really wanted to get at him defensively, get a lot of traps on the court and a lot of stops, and we wanted to speed up and down the court because we're a pretty quick team.
Yeah. And, you know, Coach talked about kind of racing anything that happened in the regular season.
Yes.
You beat him by 37, but you also beat him. You also had a competitive game, but you didn't want to take either one of those into this, did you?
No, we didn't. We knew that in order to win this game, you're going to have to play good, and we came out here and we played good.
Now, it was you guys in Deer Isle, number one and two, just like last year you guys met them. So you know them a little bit from last year. What do you think about that matchup?
It's going to be a good game. We're going to have to really rebound really well and play really good defense in order to come out with a win.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.